And welcome back to the channel, guys. Dr. Tom Shack here. We're going to talk about an important topic. As a matter of fact, it's a topic people don't like to talk about, but we're going to bring it up. And it's no surprise to anybody watching this that America's kind of unhealthy. Now, to get to the point that nobody wants to talk about is that America is getting heavier by the year. Today, 41.9% of adults are obese. 41.9% are obese. So what's obese? Well, we'll get to that. A body mass index over 25 means you're overweight. A body mass index over 30 means you are clinically obese. Now, get this. A decade ago, no state in the country had over a 35% obesity rate. Now we're at 41.9. Today, 19 states are over 35%. Now, the top five states with the highest obesity rates are Mississippi, West Virginia, Arkansas, Louisiana, Kentucky. Let's toss in Alabama at number six. Now, let's talk about maintaining a healthy weight. Controlling your blood glucose, your sugar, is an excellent way to feel good and live a much longer life. Controlling it means regulating it. Now, why it's so important? Well, large spikes in blood glucose and then large drops or plummets are really hard on the body. You get a ton of insulin let down, cells open up, transports the sugar. It's very destructive. You want to minimize the spikes and the drops. Over time, what happens when our blood sugar or blood glucose starts to go up is first we become insulin insensitive. So it requires more insulin inside your body to lower your glucose or your sugar. And it does that. It lowers your blood glucose by simply opening up the cells to move the glucose right out of the blood and into the cells. Now, eventually, when you've got too much glucose floating through your system and then it's imported into the cells, well, you're going to start gaining weight. Now, and as you gain weight, you become more insulin insensitive. So it's a cycle that gets worse as you continue to gain weight. It's actually a very dangerous cycle, which leads to diabetes, type 2 diabetes. And when you have type 2 diabetes, your mortality risks, they skyrocket and all kinds of things. I mean, you increase your cardiovascular risk tremendously. You increase your risk of Alzheimer's dramatically. Cancer, blood pressure, even depression rates rise as you become heavier and heavier. Now, if you wanted to know one of the most important things that you can do to live healthier and longer lives, it's regulating your blood glucose. I mean, that's right up there at the top with a couple of other things. So we're going to talk about regulating your blood glucose. Now, today, a typical American's pancreas, get this, is 4.5 times the size of the pancreas in other species. 4.5 times. Why? Because it has to generate a ton of insulin because we eat so much. It's like when you do bicep curls long enough, your bicep gets stronger. When we're pounding on our pancreas to produce more insulin, it gets larger. Now, not controlling your blood glucose leads to all types of health issues that I just said. And when you find a way to maintain your blood glucose, your body learns how to convert sugar or glucose into energy much more efficiently, which is what we want. So you need then less insulin to transport it out, and your pancreas doesn't have to chug and pump as hard. Now, more efficiency means your body's performance increases, which means everything from working out to even thinking improves or becomes more efficient. So during sleep, when your body repairs itself and, you know, repairs the damage from everything that you did during the day, even the repair cycle improves. So you will also sleep better. When you regulate your blood glucose, it means pretty much everything improves. So ideally, you want your blood glucose to rise for about just 90 to 120 minutes after you eat. And if the spike is large, if it shoots way up, well, that's a problem, hard on the body. And if it takes longer than 120 minutes to go back to baseline or, you know, to restorative levels, well, that's a problem also. So now you know why a normal and regulated blood glucose is so important to you. This is one of the reasons why so many people have flocked to a ketogenic diet, which is when you consume about 20, sometimes 40 grams, maybe 50 of sugar a day, which means very, very low carb. And that's way below the SAD diet or the standard American diet. This keeps your sugar intake low, which helps keep your blood glucose low. Now, I've been on keto for quite a few years, and about a year ago, I altered it to be what's called cyclical keto, which means I consume some really good, healthy carbs in a small amount with dinner some nights. I feel better, I sleep better, and I heal better. Keto's not for everybody. Vegan's not for everybody. Carnivore's not for everybody. Everybody is unique, which is why we need to know how our body handles blood glucose. So I wanted more knowledge. Because everybody's different, no one single diet, again, is for everyone. So, for example, blueberries, which has a tiny effect on blood glucose for some people, it can have an amazing spike in the blood glucose of other people because everybody's different. So I wanted to learn more, so I ordered what's called a CGM, or a continuous glucose monitor. And what is that? Well, that's this thing affixed to my stomach right here. This is a continuous glucose monitor. This particular one is brought out by Levels. It's a Dexcom. And what it does is it's got a little prong that's inserted into the fat, your stomach fat, and then the sensor's taped on, and it communicates with my phone. And it tells me real time, constantly. All I got to do is check my phone. It'll tell me exactly what my blood glucose is right here, right now. So you can watch it instantaneously rise or lower. It's really, really, really cool. And so that's how a CGM works. And it's probably the most efficient way to check your glucose level, so you can find out how your body responds to certain types of actions or foods. It's absolutely amazing. So what I'm learning is absolutely mind-blowing as I've been using this CGM. For instance, my favorite ketogenic protein bar, though it only has 5 grams of sugar, it tends to create some problems, right? I've noticed that. It tends to shoot my blood glucose way up, and if you're reading the label, well, it shouldn't. So that explains how some things will dramatically affect some people and have a minuscule effect on others. It's really, really interesting. So, for instance, when I take a cold plunge, I submerge my body up to the neck in 47 degree water, my blood glucose plummets shortly thereafter and stays there for 2 hours to a really healthy level. All these different things can affect it. So here's the plan moving forward. I'm going to share with you what I'm eating or testing, and I'll wait 2 hours. We'll come back to the video, and I'll tell you exactly what happened to blood glucose. Now, because in many cases, it'll do the same thing to you. What we're looking for is a small spike with a quick resolution back to normal levels or baseline. Remember, a high spike is really hard on the body. And if it doesn't restore to baseline, if it takes longer than 120 minutes or so, that's hard on the body as well. So it either means you're eating way too many carbs or sugar, or your body's not functioning efficiently. You may be insulin insensitive. Tons of people are. You may be pre-diabetic. You may even be diabetic and not know it. If it takes, again, more than 2 hours, 120 minutes, for your glucose levels to get back to normal, that's a problem. It's a very serious problem, actually, and it's definitely brewing. So fear not. There are many biohacks you can use to get back to metabolic efficiency, and we're going to dive into them as we move into this series. Now, to kick this off, I'm going to eat my all-time favorite keto bar, which is this Think Thin plant-based high-protein bar, 5 grams of sugar, no artificial sweeteners, vegan, gluten-free, etc., etc., etc. And we're going to see what happens. So I'm going to cut the video in a second. I'm going to eat this thing. We're going to come back in 2 hours, let you know exactly what happened with this bar that's really not supposed to spike your sugar. See you in a minute. All right, we are now exactly 2 hours post-ingestion of this particular Think Thin bar, which is a 13 grams protein, 5 grams of sugar, sea salt, almond, chocolate, high protein, vegan bar, plant-based protein. And after just 1 hour post-ingestion, this thing shot my blood glucose level up to 128. That's kind of high. Now, for my own personal healthcare program, that is actually way too high, making this bar not the right choice for me. Incidentally, I was speaking to somebody else in the last hour who told me that it does the same thing to him. So this one, maybe not the best choice. More coming soon.